This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation yesterday, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. The Prime Minister thanked Mr. Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year. Government says the sweeping goods and services tax GST reforms will strengthen the cooperative sector, make their products competitive, increase demand for their products and increase the income of cooperatives. In a statement, the Ministry of Cooperation said that the GST reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship, promote cooperatives in the food processing sector and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. The ministry said the GST reforms will directly impact cooperatives, farmers, rural enterprises and benefit more than 10 crore dairy farmers in the country. The cooperation ministry said the reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the newly introduced GST rates and slabs will have a significant impact on the agriculture sector. Speaking at a press conference in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan explained that the changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing farmers' profits, he added.
हमारा संकल्प है खेती में उत्पादन की लागत घटाना और उत्पादन बढ़ाना उत्पादन बढ़ेगा और लागत घटेगी तो किसान का खेती में प्रॉफिट बढ़ेगा और जीएसटी में जो सुधार किए गए हैं उनको अगर देखेंगे तो उनका बड़ा लाभ देश के किसानों को मिलने वाला है.
The situation in flood-ravaged Punjab is though subsiding, but it has claimed three more lives in Amritsar and Rupnagar in the past 24 hours, raising the total toll to 46 across 14 districts, while three persons remain missing in the district Pathankot. The number of affected villages has also increased to 1,996, impacting a total population of 3.87 lakh. According to media reports, Punjab government has pegged the estimated losses to over 13,000 crore rupees. Though this is an interim assessment as the exact magnitude of damage would be gauged only after water receipts. With every passing day, the number of damages is increasing in context of land, crop, people affected and lives lost. The Indian Air Force, IAF, has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command of IAF said that in landslide-affected region of Udhampur in J&K, Indian Air Force carried out a daring mission, airdropping 5.9 tons of life-saving food supplies. In Himachal Pradesh, swift and heroic operations saw 540 lives rescued and evacuated to safe areas in a remarkable 17-hour operation. Four helicopters and 35 crew worked day and night to make these missions a success. Udhampur has been one of the worst-hit regions grappling with the aftermath of heavy rains, flash floods and massive landslides. A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight as a rare total lunar eclipse will be visible in the night sky. The eclipse will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bangalore, as well as in Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and Europe. In Asia Cup Hockey Championship, India will play against South Korea in the summit clash at Rajgir in Bihar. The final will be played at 7:30 p.m. After remaining undefeated so far, Indian team is a strong contender for the title this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.